Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1.
On episode 15, we look at the philosophy of Don Garber. Don Garber recently made this statement: "I do not only ask, I insist that all those people who are paid to work in the sport, whether that's an MLS employee, an MLS coach, or whether it's a coach for the U.S. national team, they align with a vision that has been established by the leaders in the sport." One of Garber's other guiding principles is every soccer dollar that does not go into Major League Soccer or Soccer United marketing is a lost dollar. To be fair, Don Garber is the commissioner of MLS and the CEO of Soccer United Marketing. It is his job to look out for the growth and well-being of those two companies. The problem with Don Garber's philosophy is he is also a board member of U.S. Soccer, and it appears he has influenced the federation to unfairly benefit MLS and Soccer United Marketing. It is a clear conflict of interest when you have a chief executive officer of a private business that earns millions through a no-bid contract from the same nonprofit federation in which he is a board member. So when he makes these statements, everyone should pay attention. For over 20 years, U.S. Soccer and MLS have been joined at the hip. As MLS has grown financially through Soccer United Marketing, it seems more and more that the line between U.S. Soccer and MLS gets more and more blurry. It is as if the two have become one. So the next time Don Garber not only asks, but insists, remember he's speaking to you wearing three hats. His priority doesn't seem to be a federation for all, but a federation that serves his interests. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the podcast at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.